back here again with another conference preview. Today we got Juan Dixon, head coach of Coppin State, former national champion. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing pretty well. So, I mean, your playing career, everyone knows about it. You were a former guard. You were a national champion at Maryland. You played in the NBA for a couple seasons. And now at Coppin, it's kind of been a guard factor over these last couple years. Just talk about how that's gone with all these scores on your team.
Yeah, man. So first of all, I'm blessed to be the head coach here at Coppin State. We've had some success over the last 5 seasons, but we're super excited about our sixth year here at Coppin. You're right. You know, we've been very fortunate to get, some really good guards come through Coppin since we've been here, some really good wings, and we continue to trend this season, able to add fan sessions and other wings like Cameron Cunningham, and we're very fortunate, to team those guys up with Ninja Tark, and I'm excited about this team, and we added some bigs that's going to be very important to our success this year. So I'm looking forward to us doing some special things, but of course, guys understand how important it is that we continue to work hard and practice every day and execute at both ends of the floor. But most importantly, Nick, we have high character young men on and off the floor, and I think that's a recipe for success.
Yes, sir. And you grew up in Baltimore. I mean, growing up in Baltimore, Coppin's a name. People know Coppin, those 90s teams. Is there anything you remember growing up about Coppin?
Yes, I do. I remember, Coach Lane taking that team to the tournament and them beating South Carolina State. I remember watching that game. I mean, I grew up born and raised 10 minutes from Coppin State University. So I'm very familiar with the history of Coppin State men's basketball. Spent some time on campus as a kid, playing whether it was AAU tournaments here at that old arena or playing a high school tournament. So, when the job opened up, it was an opportunity for me to come back home where it all started in West Baltimore. And we're going to continue to try our best to do special things here at Coppin State.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned I also grew up 10 minutes from Coppin, different direction, but Fang had that program. They ended up beating South Carolina in the tournament, and that was a glory days of the program.
I mean, South Carolina. I said South Carolina State. I meant to say South Carolina.
Yes,
South
Carolina, sir. I think they might have beat South Carolina State in the MEAC title, if I recall correctly.
Oh, okay, but no, I remember. I said South Carolina State because of South Carolina State in our conference. Yes, it was South Carolina that they beat that year. So, I remember that game like it was yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, like, everyone in the city remembers that. Everyone, when they think of Coppin and they think of that team, you're kind of growing that again. I mean, in 2020, you won the regular season title. Last season, you made the MEAC title game. It's on an upward trajectory. Just talk about what it means to have the city think about Coppin again, like back in those Fang days.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, Fang, laid the blueprint for us. And going into the last couple seasons, we were excited about those teams and us having success. We came up a little short last year. We got tired, mentally, physically fatigued. Our guys played a very competitive first half. And Norfolk State, they're a very good team, came out and performed well. But going into this season, as a staff, we want to continue to add to the puzzle. And we were able to add some high-level student athletes that we feel as though can put us in positions to have success this year, not just in conference, but non-conference. We play every school in the DMV for the most part. Mm-hmm. So that'd be good for people to see Coppin State basketball, against some of the best teams in the country. So I'm excited about the opportunity. I want folks to come out and support us. They won't be disappointed, I can tell you that.
And you mentioned it there. If you're not from Maryland, you probably don't know this, but Maryland and Coppin haven't played since 89. Both those schools obviously mean a lot to you. We know that Coppin beat Maryland down there in College Park, and ever since then, it just hasn't worked out where the teams haven't played. Just talk about how significant that is to you and how that came about to schedule that with Coach Willard.
Yeah, I mean, it's, first of all, congratulations to Coach Willard. There's no doubt in my mind that he's going to do some special things at the University of Maryland. His approach, he has the right approach. And, it's important to him to build great relationships, with the history of Maryland basketball. And I think, I always want know, the opportunity to go back home and play in that building, and it didn't work out with Turgeon. But Coach Wheeler extended the offer, and, you know, we had to take advantage of it. And, you know, we're going to go down and compete and have some fun. I'm sure Coach Wheeler is going to have his team well prepared. And, you know, we, like I said, we have pretty much every team in the DMV. So we got Georgetown November 8th, and we got Maryland and George Mason and Towson and UMBC, Loyola. Nick, we have them all. So we're very fortunate to be in the position that we're in, to be able to stay home and play all of these local universities.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's different from all the other years you guys have been traveling everywhere. So it's nice that you guys are sticking around the area, saving a little money, getting money. So it's going to be perfect. But Nunda returns. Nunda's been great these last 3 years. He was Mr. Clutch last year. It seemed like every time when a game was going down to the wire, he did a big shot. Just talk about what it means to your program that he stuck around and how great of a player he is.
Oh, my God, Nick. Every day just having conversations with Nunda to witness how far he's come, not just as a basketball player, but as a young man. His knowledge when it comes to the game, but just talking to him about life itself. Nunda has his head on his shoulders, and Nunda is a guy that we couldn't afford to lose in the transfer portal, and we had to do everything in our power to continue to add the right pieces around Nunda, and we did that. So we expect him and Sam to lead our team on and off the floor. Nunda is a player coming out of high school, prep school. No one extended an offer to him.
Yeah.
And we turned on the film and we saw a guy that popped when it came to his athleticism, his ability to pass the ball. And those are two things that Nunda, as a player, he focuses on, getting downhill and making plays for his teammates. And, of course, his skills have gotten better over the years. And it didn't hurt that his brother came here a couple of years ago, and Anthony Tarr. And Nunda had a solid role his freshman year and was able to win Rookie of the Year, third team, all MEAC. So we knew that Nunda had an opportunity to be a star, and everyone is starting to see it.
And you mentioned it a bit there too. Sam Sessoms is coming in from Penn State. He was one of the best transfer guards in the cycle. And him and Nunda should really click well, just like Nunda did with his brother back in his freshman year. I mean, just speak about bringing Sam Sessoms into the program and how that came about.
Wow, it's a game changer. I can tell
you
that. Sam is a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, we was able to make a splash when Anthony talked a few years ago. But when you get someone in Sam's caliber, not just his play on the floor, but his mindset, this kid has been through some tough things in life. His experience as a player, he played at Binghamton, did well, went to Penn State, did well there, averaged 11-3-3 in the Big Ten. So when you get a guard of this caliber at our level, which our level is very competitive, don't get me wrong, but it's not Power 5.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to Sam doing some special things when it comes to running our team, allowing us to play up-tempo, play fast, his ability to get downhill. He shoots the ball a lot better than we all thought, and he works really, really hard. And most importantly, Nick, he's a great teammate. He's a great leader, and he is the heart and soul of our team in my eyes. And him and Nunda are going to be a special backcourt, along with Cameron Cunningham, who is a dynamic wing, who can shoot it from deep, who is super athletic, who can handle, who can play 1-4s. And then you add you have Luka Tekovic, who Luka is 6'10", plays the four, and then you add someone like Justin Winston, who is a skilled 4-5, along with the returners we have. Man, we're looking forward to doing something really, really special, Nick, and it's just about us building that camaraderie on and off the floor, and the coaches putting our young men in position to be successful.
Yeah, it's going to be a special year of basketball in Baltimore. I remember when Sam announced that. He picked you guys over a whole bunch of Power 5 schools, and it was insane because, you know, I knew Nunda was coming back. You had those two pair together, and, I mean, just between you guys and Towson, it's going to be so much fun watching basketball in Baltimore this year.
I love it, Nick. I mean, we played Towson this year, so I'm excited to play against coach. He always have a very good basketball team. But yeah, I'm excited about our ball club, excited about our backcourt, excited about our wings and Cameron Cunningham, Justin Winston, Luca, Mike Hood, Greg, Alex Rojas. I can go on and on. We have Justin Spears. I mean, we have veterans returning and adding veterans to the ball club. I mean, we just 1 through 14, we're strong. And our guys, they got to the point where they know what it feels like not to finish the deal. Our goal is to win the BAC championship. But first of all, we want to make sure we perform well in non-conference. That's important to us.
Yes, sir. And lastly, I mean, you talked about it a bit there. Just talk about the MEAC as a whole. There's a lot of really good coaches. It seems like it's a league on the rise just with how competitive it was last year. 1 through 7, really, every team had a chance. You guys showed it. Just talk about the MEAC as a whole.
Oh, man, you got some great coaches in the MEAC. I mean, you see what Robert Jones has done with Norfolk State the last couple of years. Of course, you got Lavelle Moten at Central. You got Brodus at Morgan. I mean, I could go down the list. I mean, 1 through 7, 1 through 7, yeah, it's super competitive.
Yep.
It's so competitive in the MEAC, and you know, going into this season, it's up for grabs. It's a team that, you know, plays the hardest, execute the most, and plays the best defense. That's what it's going to come down to. And you know, we're confident that we could be that team, and I'm sure Norfolk State, Morgan, Central, the rest of the MEAC feel the same way. So it's going to be tough. Y'all guys know it's not going to be easy, but what we're going to do, we're going to take it a day at a time, a practice at a time, a game at a time, and hopefully we can have the success we want come March.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I got for you. I appreciate you taking these couple minutes and speaking with me.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.